SurvivalOven.com.
Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Oh, we have a good movie review coming your way later in this show because I think there's a hot movie that's coming out this weekend. Let's just say Denzel Washington's in it and John Travolta. In the meantime, a crackdown on cigarettes. Here comes the FBI. Here comes the FDA. And here we go again. The new Miss California's view on marriage. Birds a problem for the flight path at LaGuardia in New York? No problem now. They're going to gas them. Wow. And the city of Cleburne in Texas is having problems with earthquakes. Can you imagine if your town was rattling and rolling all over the place? Well, four earthquakes in this city that I want to say is about an hour and a half from Dallas, maybe a little bit further than that. So they had to hire a geologist to come in and try to figure out what the deal is here. The last one, 2.8 on the Richter scale, and it's scary. You know, if you live in California, you expect it. If you live in a small town like Cleburne, Texas, I don't know that you're expecting it. Momentarily, we're hoping to be joined by a spokesperson for the city of Cleburne, Charlie Hodges. When we get him, we'll jump to him. And again, talking about Mother Nature. How often does that happen on this show? Our last show, I was talking about unbelievable winds and the ripping apart of trees that felt like a hurricane to me as somebody who's grown up in that kind of, you know, in that kind of environment where I've been through a couple of hurricanes. I couldn't believe the winds that I was enduring just a night ago. And some of you wrote me some very, very interesting notes about it because you were comparing your own situations and telling me about some of the weather that you'd been through. So each and every week on the show, we invite you to call in with your weather horror stories. See, more people watch the Weather Channel than ever before, right? 800-259-5791. If you've had a brush with some brutal weather or something else that Mother Nature has served up, let us know. 800-259-5791. Speaking of brutal, North Korea might be prepping for another new nuclear test. Oh, yeah. Kim Jong-il, he is not ready to deal on anything. He might be ill in the real sense of the word, and one of his two sons might be taking over eventually, but he's not too ill to demand more tests or to say, to flex his muscle and say, we're going to do more tests. So North Korea looks like they're prepping for yet another one, kind of that show of defiance, a thumb of the nose to the United Nations, because they're considering new sanctions on these underground nuclear explosions, right, over what happened in May, certainly. Now they're talking about possibly yet more tests. I mean, you've got to be kidding me here with this. There's no way rhetoric, any sense of any of the words back and forth is going to stop this guy. He's a narcissistic, egomaniacal, I guess that's the same word, dictator who wants what he wants, and he's going to go through with it. So after this last go about, it hasn't stopped him. I mean, let's face it, North Korea, as someone was talking to me today, was saying, is really a pariah to most countries, to many countries. And they have had some economic sanctions already to begin with, okay? But last month's test specifically did defy a Security Council resolution that was adopted after the first time around in 2006. So you heard what President Obama's had to say about this, that there's no way they're going to continue to let this happen and not have any kind of a response. And North Korea so far has spurned attempts at any kind of an engagement, any kind of negotiation, whatever, real negotiation. So will the North come back to disarmament talks? Maybe eventually, but not so far. Also, the CIA, its director, Leon Panetta, is saying U.S. intelligence agencies are, of course, watching North Korea pretty closely in the hopes of detecting, because now everybody's on red alert, right? He's already pressed the button, we're waiting in these tests. So in the hopes of detecting or preventing North Korea's sale of nuclear missile expertise and technology to anyone willing to pay, they're the agencies are on high alert to try to nail that, because it's pretty hard to spy on North Korea. Already, we've accused Iran of secretly trying to do the same thing, develop atomic weapons, and of course, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, who may or may not keep his job, is denying those allegations and says it has nothing to do with what they're doing in Iran, and that's been a sticky situation. And of course, North Korea, it's been even stickier with them, obviously. Now, the defense secretary, where is he? Kind of like Waldo, with all this stuff going on. Well, he's in Brussels. He says there's absolutely no indication that North Korea is making any kind of preparations for a military strike, and is kind of dismissing it as more of this rumor stuff that's coming out. But he did throw this in. The regime is unpredictable, so you can't dismiss the threats of that possibility, right? If you hear it, if there's good sources out there, it might happen. So I say to you once again, the good people of America, how do you feel about a war with North Korea? Should it come to that? Let's hope it doesn't come to that, in all honesty, with what's happening in Iraq and clearing out of Iraq, so to speak, at least the majority of the troops by the end of June. Obviously, ramping up in Afghanistan, the horrific situation in Pakistan at this point, and, of course, now the stickiness with North Korea and everything else, if we go back to the Middle East, all that that entails, all the other hot spots as well. Speaking of hot spots, the swine flu pandemic has officially begun. I say officially begun because they bumped it up one more level, and the World Health Organization is just calling it that. They're saying, look, it is a swine flu pandemic. It's the first global flu epidemic that we've had in 41 years because the cases have really jumped up. See, there's that incubation period weirdness, and then by the time it's officially reported, the cases, 30,000 at this point. Wow, 30,000. And I can remember when this first happened, and many of you calling in and asking if you were concerned about the swine flu and if you were anxious for some kind of a vaccination, or if you felt like if you had some of the symptoms or if somebody in your neighborhood had them, or what about your kids' schools? And we saw some of the schools close down, certainly in New York, and then we saw that happen in Texas as well for fear of, you know, what could happen with this new strain of flu. And so much of the focus was on Mexico, and especially Mexico City, but a lot of those resort towns as well. But, of course, it's spread all over the place. It seemed like every night for a couple of weeks we were giving you the countdown. How many doctors did we talk to and other people about the whole thing with the swine flu? Was it propped up, and was it exaggerated, and was there sort of this fear thing being spread out there, or was this something to be concerned about? And how many times did we see Margaret Chan, Dr. Chan, the WHO chief, get in front of the microphones and make announcement after announcement as to what was going on with the flu? But she said she was moving to phase 6. It's the highest alert level. It means pandemic, global epidemic underway. So it is the first time, as I said, in 41 years. Don't go away. We've just scratched the surface. Hang with us. A jam-packed edition of ATN.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidity humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
The bad economy doesn't have to mean bad business. The secret is good leadership. Join me for Lance on Leadership on WebTalkRadioNetwork.com, and I'll introduce you to fresh thinking and smart business strategies that will leave your competition in the dust. Take a few minutes each week to stretch your thinking and sharpen your focus. Break through the status quo so you can grow. That's Lance on Leadership on WebTalkRadioNetwork.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Actually backing up here on America Tonight, coming up later on the show. We'll get to all that and plus the emails as well. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney hanging out with you coast to coast and everywhere in between. We have some new affiliates to welcome on. We'll do that a little bit later on the show as well. But Cleburne, I was talking about that Texas town where they're experiencing those earthquakes. And you just automatically think earthquakes, California. I lived in California. I went through some bad times with earthquakes. Luckily, I wasn't ever in the epicenter. But crazy, crazy stuff. Joining us now, Charlie Hodges. He's a spokesperson for the city of Cleburne. Charlie, thanks for popping on with us, as I know you have some very early mornings. I appreciate you hanging in our green room there drinking a latte.
No problem. How are you?
I'm good. Tell everybody, you know, listen across the country, what started to happen? Because you had your fourth earthquake.
Well, actually, we had five, Kate. We started a week ago from this last Tuesday, so about, 10 days ago?
Yeah.
We had a earthquake about 2.8 on the scale, and it sort of, you know, it caught people's attention. The USGS says that you generally do not feel an earthquake if it's under a 3, a 2.8. It happened near the center of town, not down, a little bit north of downtown. And the funny thing was that a lot of people in the area where the quake happened didn't feel it, but down by the lake in a part of the southwest part of town, we had a town of about 30,000 people. And that's where most of the people were feeling it, and they're feeling it down in other parts of the county. So, you know, rather cool earthquake, you know, little concerning, but, you know, we'll keep an eye on things. Then we had one on Sunday night, one on Monday, and then two on Tuesday when the city council was meeting. Now, we're sitting there, council workshop going on at about 5 o'clock. The only vibrations going on in City Hall when the earthquake hit were the Blackberries going off, because we're getting phone calls from people saying, hey, we had another earthquake. You know, people calling 911. We need, you know, what are we going to do? At that point, the city said, okay, four in a week is enough, and set a agenda item, you know, a little state law, rigmarole. They decided they'd try to do something that night. And right after the announcement was made that we're going to hold the meeting that night, we had the other earthquake, both of them in the same location, both of them 3 miles underground.
Wow.
At the same stinking intersection. So the city said, we're going to get an engineer or a geologist in to take a look at this, and it just turned out that SMU from Dallas, about an hour up the road, decided that they wanted to take a look at this. They have some seismographs and other things, and we're working with SMU to come down and set their equipment up next week, and hopefully we can have a couple more of these things and provide some information for these geologists to go crazy over so they can study and examine, and we can find out whether the earthquakes are caused by natural phenomenon, you know, the earth just doing what the earth does, or if it's being caused by natural gas drilling, because we have, what, 200 natural gas wells either permitted or operating in the city, and about 1,000 more in the county where we're located, which is just south of Fort Worth.
Yeah, that area is ripe with natural gas. A lot of the folks, to their benefit, have made some substantial money, actually, Charlie. I've talked to a few people down there, and they said they embrace it. They bring it on in. But, boy, it'd be weird to see – not weird, but it'd be interesting to see if that was tied to these earthquakes.
Well, the city makes a lot of money off of natural gas. We made over $8 million in natural gas royalties last year. We're projecting to make about $6.5 million this year. So whenever we, you know, when the debate started and we said, well, is it the gas drilling? And we'd say, no, it's not the gas drilling. Then people sit there and say, well, yeah, you're making over $5 million a year in royalties. Of course you're going to say that. So that's why we're doing our due diligence, and we're being a little more proactive in this, because we have such a dog in the hunt.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. How long has that been going on? You know, when was that? Because I'm not familiar.
Five earthquakes in 7 days, Kate. You have to realize that this area was settled basically in the 1870s is when Cleburne was founded as a town.
Mm-hmm.
And from that time to now, no earthquakes. From last Tuesday to this past Tuesday, seven. I think we need to find out what's going on.
Oh, no, I think so, too. What I was trying to say, though, was how long has the natural gas drilling been going on?
Natural gas drilling's been going on since about 2002, 2003.
Wow. Yeah, and they just found that it was just, like I said, ripe with natural gas, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, we're part of a thing called the Barnett Shale. It's one of the largest natural gas deposits in the country, but the gas is stuck in rock. So what they have to do is they drill the wells down, and then they do something called frack the rock to free the natural gas, and they shoot down water at a very high rate. And that cracks the rock, and that frees the natural gas.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. And for people who don't know, it's a lovely place. I've been to Cleburne many, many times. It's, what, 30 miles south of Fort Worth?
30 miles south of Fort Worth, yeah. And it's a beautiful town. County seat of Johnson County. You know, come down and visit us sometime.
Oh, I love Cleburne, absolutely. I think it's just a great, super, super great town, very hospitable people, and it's just a stone's throw away from Fort Worth, no doubt about it. Hey, for people listening, because I know that I went out to the Colonial a bunch, and people were talking to me across the country about what that was like, and I've actually met a lot of people from Cleburne. Do you get overflow in some of the hotels and stuff down there from people going to Fort Worth?
Every once in a while we do, yeah. We have a lot of hotel space down in Cleburne. Now, wasn't that much the case, maybe about 8-9 years ago, but it is now. Everything from a posh, reconditioned 1924-era hotel that has been refurbished with all the amenities to your Comfort Inns and your Best Westerns. I mean, we have just about everything. And, you know, and you're bringing up a point, or I'm drifting to a point, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
City of Cleburne, we're building a new conference center that can handle conferences of any size. We have a golf course that is going to be a gem of North Texas. We're opening new buildings that are renovating buildings and recreating our town. And now we're known for itty bitty earthquakes that are just, you know, people in California. If you're sitting in California right now listening, you're probably laughing at 2.8, 2.6, 2.4, 2.1 earthquakes. But, when you're in a pretty solid rock foundation,
mm-hmm.
To have those earthquakes,
yeah.
You know, it's kind of a big deal for us, and the Dallas-Fort Worth media is going crazy. That's why it's playing up.
Right.
And, you know, to be known for the earthquakes when we're doing so much to try to better our town and our community, it's a little disheartening, but it's something that we live with.
Yeah. You still need to put – I think it would still be fun to put T-shirts together, though, that you survived the quakes.
Oh, well, yeah, we're working on that. A little bit too close and too soon to the
right.
Events to put them out, I am told. But it's going to happen.
All right. Save one of those for me, buddy.
I will. I appreciate you letting us make our case.
Oh, no, I'm glad America got to hear the story. And, Charlie, thanks so much. I'll be anxious to tee it up with you on July 2nd and check out that new golf course.
Yeah, it's a gem, Kate. You're going to love it.
Excellent. Thanks for staying up late. We appreciate it.
No problem. See you later.
You have a good one. So Cleburne, like Charlie said, it's interesting joking that many of you listening to us on the West Coast or many people have been through earthquakes, like he said, 2.1, 2.3, 2.8, 2.6, that kind of stuff. You know, you're laughing at that. But when you're in an area where, as he mentioned, a town that was founded so long ago, back in the late 1800s, to say, you know, stone's throw away from a bigger city, Fort Worth, you're not expecting something like that. And there have been other places that have had surprise earthquakes over the years. You know, it's not just California, but usually they're not of a big consequence. When you think of earthquakes, you definitely think of anywhere in the Northern California region or the Southern California region. Hang with us. We're going to talk about global warming coming up next. Or is there really global warming? That's the question. Stick with us. We'll talk about it on America Tonight.
On the tape.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V Online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Well, we've talked about this a ton on America Tonight. Is global warming real? Is it man-made? Is it the personal pet project of Al Gore's, etc.? How many times have we gone over this on this show? So is it a man-made disaster or is it a natural process? Is it doing us more good than harm? Some of the questions that we constantly have talked about in the last 3 years here on the show. Joining us now is Calvin Beissner to talk about that very thing. We're thrilled to get him on with us. Hey, Cal, thanks for coming on ATM. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Kate. It's my privilege.
Well, first of all, the question of global warming. I was in Turks and Caicos 2 years ago, and Al Gore was there. He's having a big fundraiser, and it was huge on the island. And, of course, a lot of wealthy Americans who had property there, that was all the buzz. They had flown in to be at this big ceremony and
oh,
presentation.
Oh, shame on them, Kate. They shouldn't have flown in. I mean, that puts an awful lot of CO2 into the air.
I know. That's exactly what I was thinking. Whoops. So the question of global warming, it's like a business now. The word, just the word itself, is a business. Let's face it. Let's be honest about it. So enlighten us as to your thoughts on that question.
Well, Kate, I'm with a group called the Cornwall Alliance for the Stewardship of Creation. And our mission is to bring together excellent science and economics with a biblical Christian worldview and theology and ethics to address simultaneously economic development for the very poor and good environmental stewardship. And the problem that we see is that many, many times environmental regulation turns out to have negative consequences for the world's poor. And if there's anything that exemplifies that, it's regulation designed to try to fight global warming. Because what it does is it achieves nothing in reducing future temperatures, nothing of any significance. And it pushes up energy prices by forcing us away from the cheapest energy sources, gas, oil, natural gas, oil, and coal. And it pushes us toward much more expensive sources. And you do that, you raise the price of energy, and that means you raise the price of everything else because everything else gets made by energy. And that hurts the poor. I'm thinking mostly of the poor in places like sub-Saharan Africa, where an average woman will spend about 4 to 5 hours a day just wandering around gathering sticks and dung, plastering that dung around the outside of her hut so that it can dry in the sun, and then she brings it inside and uses it as fuel to cook her food and to heat her hut. And that puts off smoke that, frankly, is the worst sort of pollution you can imagine. The World Health Organization estimates that it kills about 2 or 3 million people a year, most of them women and young children. I think that that's just simply not acceptable. And the idea that in order to fight a very speculative problem of man-made global warming with a solution that won't work because it cannot make any significant impact on temperature at an extremely high cost of trillions of dollars, while we're pushing up energy prices and delaying the time when the poor can get electricity for their huts, I think that that's just unconscionable.
Oh, and you know the push is on big time for this because it's all about the green movement and, you know, and there's nothing wrong with being an American and recycling your newspapers, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about going deeper than that. And some of the things, you're right, that are being pushed that will change a lot of things that will end up even just in America. Of course, in other world places where they're fighting extreme poverty, but even just in America, people that are barely making it are going to really find themselves in an incredible pinch.
Yeah, the bill that just recently passed through the Energy and Commerce Committee of the House of Representatives, the Center for Data Analysis of the Heritage Foundation estimates that will raise just energy costs alone for the average average household in America by about $1,500 a year. That's $125 a month. Now, that's just for oil, gas, electricity, natural gas. It doesn't include the increased price of everything else because the cost of energy for making everything else has gone up. It's going to hit the poor hardest because the poor spend a higher proportion of their monthly budget on energy than do the middle class and the wealthy. So it's really a regressive tax is what it is. It's a tax on everybody, but it taxes the poor at a higher rate than it taxes anybody else.
Yeah, we're talking with Dr. Cal Beissner, of course, from the Cornwall Alliance. As he's mentioning, you can go to cornwallalliance.org, easy to remember, and you can see a lot of the great work, actually, that you're doing. Because here's the thing. You're backing up what you're saying because you have all these people on board, and you're going through it, you know, step by step, and that's what you're telling us. I mean, you can take anything that's out there, and that's what you're trying to show. Just don't believe everything you read, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, a few years ago, a group released a paper that they claimed gave the real facts about global warming. They didn't give the names of any of the authors. They didn't cite any sources. They didn't give data. They didn't give the evidence and the arguments. They just said, here are the conclusions. Trust us. And a bunch of different theologians and pastors signed on. And I, frankly, as a pastor, as a theologian, I think that that was an abuse of pastoral authority. And it endangers pastors' ability to speak credibly because they were asked to sign something that they really didn't understand. We responded by developing a document that we called The Call to Truth, Prudence, and Protection of the Poor, co-authored by a world-class climatologist, an energy policy analyst, an environmental economist, and myself, who I'm a theologian, but I've been studying environmental science and economics for 20-plus years. And we cited sources, we cited evidence and data and that sort of thing. We made the case. And then we went out and we got people who had expertise in the field as our endorsers. People can read that at our website, cornwallalliance.org, and see why it is that we say that temperature change, climate change is natural, it's cyclical, human influence is minute, and there's frankly nothing that we can do to try to control it, to try to reduce future temperatures, and the money spent on it is going to be totally wasted. Could be much better spent on all manner of things like providing pure drinking water, sewage sanitation, electricity for homes in poor countries, things of that sort.
And I bet it's interesting, and as you just said, you know, you flush things out, et cetera, and you gave your credentials and the credentials of others and talking about what you're doing. You must run up against serious opposition, though, I mean, because there's definitely a brick wall there.
Yeah, we do. Usually what happens is that people attack the person. They don't argue the case. We've found that over and over. We've tried to get the other side actually to come and be involved in formal debates. I managed it once with the primary author of that other document. He turned out to be an ethics professor who had never significantly studied the science or the economics of climate change and climate change policy. And just before we went on for the debate, he said, "You know, in preparing for this debate, I found out the science was a whole lot more nuanced than I thought it was at first." And I thought, "You chump, why didn't you do the study necessary for that before you wrote that document and got a bunch of people committed to a policy that is extremely wasteful?"
Yeah.
But that's what happens.
Yeah, and you said this. You pointed this out in the beginning. You've got a whole bunch of people working with you, from theologians, clergy-type religious leaders, but scientists, economists, academics. So if somebody says, "Oh, well, this is, you know, of course, look what they're saying here," you're saying that. You're willing to debate. You're willing to do that, but yet, you know, nobody's going to take a flyer on it.
Yeah, and a lot of the public has swallowed the line from the mainstream media that there is scientific consensus on this. There never has been scientific consensus on it. And if anything, the direction that the science is going in the referee journals and in the technical studies that are being done at universities and research centers around the world, the direction it's going is increasingly to saying human influence on global climate is much smaller than was thought by, say, the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. There's really nothing that we can do to intentionally try to shape it that has a cost-benefit ratio that is benefit more than cost. And instead, the best thing that we can do is to promote economic development so that we're prepared to adapt to whatever the climate future brings. And sometimes it's going to be warmer, sometimes it's going to be colder, because that's what climate does. It changes. It never stays the same.
Yeah, absolutely. How about this issue? Because this is a big one, obviously, and I've been asked to help many times on this. The issue of what's going on with malaria and how many people are infected with it in the developing countries and all that other sort of stuff. What do you say to that? Because isn't this a disease that we can control?
Yes, it certainly is. In fact, malaria was common to almost all of the 48 lower states of the United States until World War II. We wiped it out in the 1940s, primarily through the use of DDT, which turns out to be an extremely safe pesticide that does not have any ill effect on humans, turned out not to be involved in thinning the eggshells of birds or anything like that. But because of the book Silent Spring by Rachel Carson back in 1962, we wound up banning it in the 1970s, and then the UN banned it as well. And because of that, countries all over Africa and Asia saw their struggle against malaria set back by a generation and more. And we've paid for that with, you know, to the tune of about 45 or 50 million lives lost over those years that didn't need to be lost to malaria. Now, some people fear that global warming is going to bring more malaria because it will extend the range of those mosquitoes. Nonsense. Malaria was endemic to the United States, clear up to the Canadian border and beyond. The world's worst malaria epidemic in history was in Siberia.
Yep.
It's not a tropical disease. It's a disease of poverty for those places that cannot afford to fight the mosquitoes that bring the disease. And so that's why we need to produce, to promote economic growth. This is why WeGetIt.org, an operation of ours, WeGetIt.org has a little declaration that we'd love for people to come and sign. They can just go to WeGetIt.org and read the declaration. It says, look, don't waste our money on speculative environmental fears when there are much more important things that can be done instead.
Yeah, well said. Dr. Cal, thanks so much for stopping by. We appreciate it. Keep doing
Thank
it over
you,
there
Kate.
At the Cornwall Alliance. We'll be back with more here on America Tonight.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 6-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It'll prevent future problems and help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when taking Heart and Body Extract. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for 5 or 6 other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305. That's 1-866-295-5305. Or go to hbextract.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
That means it's time to go to the movies. Maybe some of you will be buying a ticket or two. As I said before, a lot of the big blockbusters are already out. Not all of them. There's a big chick flick summer comedy coming out with Ryan Reynolds and Sandra Bullock. It's called The Proposal, and that comes out next week. This week, probably the biggest movie up for grabs, or to go and see anyway, is The Taking of Pelham 1-2-3, and here is a slice of that.
Pelham 1-2-3, to Rail Control Center, do you read me?
Yes, I read you, Pelham 1-2-3. This is Control Center. Who is this?
It's me, man. I didn't want to call till everything was ready.
I understand, Pelham 1-2-3. Who the hell is this?
This is the man who's going to rock the city. This is the man who's going to give the city a run for the money. Now look up. Look up at your screen. You tell me what you see. Do you see what I've done?
I see it.
One car is much more manageable than 10 with manpower I got. Mr. Motorman's going to tell you all about it. Tell him what we got here.
They got hostages, lots of them, and they got machine guns.
Yeah, that's right. Now, you checked it. You understand that?
I check. I understand.
All right, so the taking of Pelham 123 getting a lot of buzz because you have Denzel Washington and John Travolta. You can tell, I think you could tell a little bit by that clip. They're talking about New York City. It's a New York City subway dispatcher, and his ordinary, boring day is thrown into chaos by a crime, the hijacking of a subway train. This is a remake of the movie called The Taking of Pelham 123. And I think it's going to live up to the original, though the original was so, so good. But I'm going to give those two actors credit, Travolta and Denzel Washington, and say that they're going to carry it, and it's going to be a pretty decent bang at the box office. Now, our next movie that we're looking at is a movie called Imagine That. And this is kind of under the radar, except for that it's an Eddie Murphy movie. And there are a couple of other people you would recognize in it as well, like Martin Sheen, member from the West Wing, and a West Wing, and a slew of other movies. And, of course, Ronnie Cox as well. You would recognize him. He's been a big-time character actor. This is a comedy, and it's PG. There's a little bit of mild language in it, but pretty much you could take almost anyone to it. Here's a little slither of Imagine That.
Come on, Dad, here. This way,
it's
the forest.
Yeah. Going to the cave. That's a big, beautiful cave we're in, huh?
No, it's tiny. Can't you see?
Okay, my eyes are just adjusting still.
Jump, Daddy, jump!
Jump, I'm gonna jump.
Get it?
Okay.
Okay, you're ready. Now you're out.
Okay, well, what was I in?
France.
I was in France?
Now we're on the beach.
Okay, we're on the beach now. All right, great. Is it a nice beach here?
Uh-huh. Only because mermaids give us popcorn balls.
Oh, that's so nice. Thank you for the popcorn balls!
All right. So the typical family comedy, as I said, kind of deal, and it's called Imagine That. And he's a successful, this would be Eddie Murphy, successful financial exec. He has more time for his toys, like the BlackBerry, I guess, than his young daughter. He has a problem in his career. It starts to kind of go down the drain, but when he finds the solution to all his problems, it's really more inside his daughter's world. How about that? Another movie that's out is in the documentary form. Sometimes I like to go see documentaries, or at least end up renting them when they come out. Now, this one got at some of the film festivals a lot of conversation going, and what the movie is it's called Food, Inc., and supposedly, the filmmaker of this kind of lifts the veil on the nation's food industry and exposes some of the things that we have no idea about when it comes to our nation's food supply. It's 1 hour and 34 minutes, very doable, and I heard it was filmed quite well, and it's done by Magnolia Pictures. They are pretty good at the documentary film work kind of thing, so here's a little bit of that.
The way we eat has changed more in the last 50 years than in the previous 10,000. The modern supermarket has on average 47,000 products.
The industry doesn't want you to know the truth about what you're eating, because if you knew, you might not want to eat it.
We've never had food companies this powerful in our history.
Everything we've done in modern agriculture is to grow it faster, fatter, bigger, cheaper.
If you could grow a chicken in 49 days, why would you want one you got to grow in 3 months?
When you go through the supermarket, there is an illusion of diversity. So much of our industrial food turns out to be rearrangements of corn.
Sometimes you look at a vegetable and say, okay, well, we can get two hamburgers for the same price.
They have managed to make it against the law to criticize their products.
There is an effort to make it illegal to publish a photo of any industrial food operation.
I find it incredible that the FDA wants to allow the sale of meat from cloned animals without any labeling.
All right, so you can tell what that's about, and I gave you a little preview of that. There's another movie called Moon, and it's about an astronaut living on the far side of the moon, completing a 3-year contract with the Lunar Industries to mine. Could be exciting because it's one of those drama, science fiction, fantasy kind of deals. I like some of the people in this movie, Kevin Spacey, and probably one of the stars of it is Sam Rockwell. He's also been in a ton of movies that you might have seen. So here's a little bit of this Sony picture.
It's got Schwarzenegger.
Sam, can I ask how it happened?
I
I told you I saw something on TV and I spilled boiling water on my hand.
You saw something on TV?
Yeah, I saw something on TV that distracted me. Is there something wrong with that, Bertie?
Sam, you said it was the TV that distracted you, but when I came in, the TV wasn't on. Perhaps you were imagining things.
Yeah, you think too much, pal. Get laid. I'm gonna go back to work.
Morning, Gary.
Morning, Sam. How are you today?
Fine. Fine.
How's the hand?
Oh, it's a little sore. A little sore. It's okay. What's for breakfast?
The usual.
Mm-hmm.
Two weeks to go,
buddy.
Would you like some hot sauce on your beans?
Yeah, my tummy's a little tender, actually. But thank you. Thank you, Gray.
You're welcome, Sam.
All right, so you can tell that Kevin Spacey sounds like he's the electronic version of what the voice is telling the guy who's the astronaut, Sam Rockwell, what to do. Might be an interesting rental. Don't know that I would run out and go and see that as a first-run flick. Quickly, let's jump to some birthdays, and some of the birthdays that you might recognize some of these names. Sportscaster Marv Albert, 68 years old, been around for obviously a long time, called many, many championship games, especially in the NBA. Former President George H.W. Bush is 85 years old. Banker David Rockefeller is 94 years old, the oldest on our list today. Actor-singer Jim Nabors, 79 years old. John Wetton from Asia King Crimson, the rock singer-musician, is 60. From Cheap Trick, Spoon E. Carlos is 58 years old. Actor Timothy Busfield is 52 years old. He directs a lot of movies now. He used to be a television actor. Singer Meredith Brooks is 51. Rock musician John Linnell, they might be giants, is 50 years old. Actress Paula Marshall, 45. Actress Frances O'Connor is 42. Actor Will Horneth is 30. Singer Robin is 30. Also, country singer Chris Young on the other end of the scale, a mere 24 years old. So it seems like there's a lot of music birthdays mixed in with actors. We always have that. And jazz musician Chick Corea is 68. His music, I think, still holds up if you like jazz. We'll finish with this one. Songwriter Richard Sherman is 81 years old. I'm going to leave you with this thought. Whoever wants to know the heart and mind of America had better learn baseball, the rules and realities of the game. That was said by a French-born American author, Jacques Garzon.
So long, farewell, I'll be the same goodnight. I hate to go and leave this pretty sight.
Do not go gentle to that goodnight.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Good morning, Vietnam. What the heck is that supposed to mean?
Idiot!
Good morning!
Morning!
Good morning!
Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.